Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Happy Wednesday, investors. Elliot Lane here with Cannabis Daily. I hope you're having a stellar week trading. I know it's been a little bit in the red so far, but we still have some interesting news on the cannabis side for you guys to pay attention to, some interesting stock picks and news. So let's jump in. Lots happening, especially with the two top stories. The U.S. House is the talk of the day, approving the SAFE Act for the fifth time in the National Defense Act, previously shot down three times by Mitch McConnell and once by Chuck Schumer. Many holding out hope for this, but most thinking Schumer will take it out for a second time and for a fifth time total. We are hoping that doesn't happen, as many people do not want to dive too far into the 1,700-page act that is approved annually. A large shout out to Representative, I believe, Perlmutter. He has been the hero behind this. So we'll keep an eye on that in the Senate. But overall, I'm 50-50 on whether this actually gets through. Next biggest story to keep an eye on. Not a lot of coverage on this yet. A few have written about this, but keep an eye on ACB. Aurora Cannabis apparently had mass layoffs yesterday, perhaps setting themselves up for an acquisition, perhaps default. We're not quite sure yet, but overall, ACB is not trending positively at the moment, unless they come out with acquisition news. And it's kind of a case where they put a sign out and say, please take me at this point. They've not had a very positive 2021. They're trending down compared to all of their Canadian brethren. I do hope ACB gets it together, but their management has been relatively slow to act this year. So overall, it doesn't look to be a good situation, but I hold out hope for ACB, something to keep an eye on as news comes out. The House Rules Committee did deny two items in the approach for the SAFE Act here. They denied expansive research on benefits of psychedelics for active duty military members. And they also denied to protect veterans from being denied home loans because they work in the cannabis industry. Long way to go, y'all. Last but not least, on the legislation side, Amazon will reinstate employees who were previously punished for positive cannabis tests. And then on the other side of that coin, they also claimed in a letter to senators that they have no views on marijuana regulations, legislation, legalization. It's almost as if they don't really care. It's just positive sentiment they're looking for. But that being said, the action they're taking for their former employees who were previously punished for cannabis use is definitely a step in the right direction and something everybody should follow. One of my favorite executives in the space at Body and Mind, his name is Michael Mills. BMMJ is their ticker. Enter the Michigan market with a dispensary and a grow facility. It's been a big 2021 for Mike and the Body and Mind team over there. They moved very slowly across 2018, 19, and 20, and have really picked up the pace this year and are one of the share price leaders in terms of positive trends in the cannabis space this year. I think in the past 3 months, they're up around 40%. So keep an eye on BMMJ, an underrated MSO, and one that's 100% on the rise with a very interesting footprint. Bev Canna stock plunged after their Embark Health acquisition. That's BVNNF. I personally like the nanotechnology addition enhancing their beverage portfolio. That is what they do. And that technology is very, very vital to mimicking the effects of alcohol for THC beverages. For those that can't drink alcohol, this would provide a very similar incremental high, if you will. So the nanotechnology addition I like, but I feel the market did not like the terms of the acquisition. So ideally, they can prove out that acquisition over time for BVNNF. Last but not least, Sundial financing arm Sunstream Bancorp helps SkyMint complete acquisition of 315 Cannabis. They were also joined by Merida Capital Holdings in this. I believe it was around a $78 million acquisition. This is a big acquisition for SkyMint, who is one of the private leaders in Michigan market, the third largest cannabis market in the U.S. But I think the big news here for me is the SNDL, Sunstream Bancorp. I have been very high on this investment arm for them, taking in Indiva, taking in several other incredibly smart investment opportunities. I'm bullish on Sundial right now. I think they will start to grow at a regular stage as after the meme stock craze. And I think SNDL is poised for a fantastic next few years. This is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily. As always, thanks to Aaron Thomas. Hope you all are having a wonderful week out there. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.